I felt a little peace of mind. But once we went to immigration on July 24th, the officer told us, specifically in front of our lawyer, that that's not new news. That's old news, and people are still deporting. They're still deporting people, which that really just got me more devastated and depressed. And our lawyer and our friends kept telling us, this is not old news, this is new news. And I was in a very devastated moment where either I'm going to stay here, this is either good news, or something's going to happen. Something good has to happen, or something bad is going to happen. I was in the middle of what to believe now, until now, where I'm actually having, I have an answer that I have 30 days to, for them to revise our case again, which I'm very happy, and this is like the biggest miracle for me that's ever happened for me, ever, ever, ever. It looks like if they won the lottery. Even these 30 days gives us another chance of hope to live and just do what we need to do here, and that's live the American dream and live as a family. We've never been split apart ever. We've always been together. For me and my dad to leave and leave my mom here, it's like taking part of my mom's heart. It's really devastating. It's really hard. I'm still in this stable mind where I am going to stay here. I mean, I'm putting everything in the hands of God. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But I know that good things will happen to us. Hopefully, I mean, since we are good people, we do have a clean record. I hope that everything just turns out good for us, me and my family, me and my brother, my mom and my dad.